So Batman and Robin decided to go camping in the desert one night. They find a suitable spot and pitch their tent and soon fall asleep. In the middle of the night, Batman wakes his faithful friend saying, "Robin, look up at the sky and tell me what you see." Robin replies, "Why, Batman, I see millions of stars." Batman then asks him, "And what does that tell you?" Well, Robin is silent while he thinks about this, and then he says, "Well, astronomically speaking, it tells me that there are millions of galaxies and potentially billions of planets. Astrologically, it tells me that Saturn is in Leo. Chronologically, it appears to be approximately a quarter past three. Meteorologically, it tells me that tomorrow is going to be a beautiful day. And theologically, it's evidence that the Lord is all-powerful and that we are small and insignificant. What does it tell you, Batman?" Batman is also silent for a moment and then says, "Robin, someone has stolen our tent." This past week at Vacation Bible School, we have been learning all about superheroes. And I hope you had a chance to see some pictures or get a chance to look at the fellowship hall with all of its decorations. You get a glimpse of some of our decorations up here this morning. The superhero phenomenon has taken off in the last decade as favorite comic book heroes hit the big screen. Almost every year now, we can expect at least one new superhero movie. And both Marvel and DC are creating instant blockbusters by bringing several superheroes all into one movie. Each year, as Halloween approaches, you can see kids dressed up as their favorite superhero. Children act out their favorite superhero storylines on the playground or with their action figures. And Pastor Tim has actually even been in two weddings now where the groomsmen all wear superhero shirts under their fancy clothes so that they can flash their superhero emblem as a part of the wedding. Superheroes are a big deal, if you haven't caught that yet. This past week, we not only talked about the classic superhero comic books, we also talked about how all of us can be God's superheroes. We studied King David and Abigail, young Jesus in the temple, the Beatitudes, and Pentecost. Each of these scriptures showed us how God often calls the unlikely person to be the superhero. The one we don't expect has the power to save the day. We may think of superheroes as ones that are physically strong and mighty, but God's strength and God's might often looks a little different. God's heroes have five qualities that we studied this last week, and you've heard them already a couple times this morning, but I want you to learn them with me this morning. So we're gonna do some motions and some phrases. I want you to copy after me. So we're gonna start with God's heroes have heart. God's heroes have heart, okay? And then God's heroes have courage, and you put your arms down. God's heroes have courage. And God's heroes have wisdom. God's heroes have wisdom. God's heroes have hope. God's heroes have hope. And God's heroes have power. God's heroes have power. Well done. Yes, God's heroes can be each of us if we live like the heroes that we see in Scripture. When I think of a classic superhero story, I think of someone who has been given some type of special talent or ability. Usually when the hero receives that ability or first discovers that they have superpowers, they realize that they might not know how best to use it. They might discover that their special ability is not in and of itself pure, but can be used to do good or evil. This inner struggle is what led the Spider-Man series to popularize a phrase that was originally attributed to French philosopher Voltaire. Maybe it's familiar to you. With great power comes great responsibility. This saying, to me, sums up our scripture this morning from Romans 6. The section we read is a part of a larger sermon given by Paul where he addresses the theological relationship between sin and God's grace. Paul was concerned that some would argue that once you've been baptized, then you've received God's grace, so it doesn't matter if you continue to sin. In fact, some might even argue that if they sinned all the more, that it would give people opportunity to see just how gracious God could be. If our sin increases, then aren't we just giving God's grace a chance to abound? Paul answers, by no means, which is an emphasis like, absolutely not. Yes, God's grace abounds for all sinners, but that does not give us justification to continue to sin. We've been given a gift of grace that must be responded to wisely. With great power comes great responsibility. When we receive God's gift of grace, Paul says we are to walk in newness of life. For in our baptism, we died like Christ, not a physical death, but a death to sin, death to a former way of living. If we have been baptized into Christ, then when we go into the waters, we die a death like his, a death that defeats sin. In the same way, when we rise out of the baptismal waters, we are resurrected into a life like his. There can be no return to who we were before our baptism because that part of us has died. Grace abounds, yes, but sin cannot because sin has been destroyed. Through Christ, we are no longer slaves to sin. The theme scripture from this past week of Vacation Bible School was Psalm 34, the other scripture we read this morning. And I really liked the version that the kids were memorizing, and I want to teach it to you as the superhero code this morning. So we say, do good, and we put our thumb up, seek peace, and go after it. Can we try that? Do good, seek peace, and go after it. What I like about that version is that it's a strong call to action. The superhero code doesn't allow for a passive walk of faith, but one where right living and right attitude are pursued, even chased after. This is the kind of superhero that God is looking for. This is the kind of superhero the world needs more of. Superheroes that are known because of their heart more than any outward appearance. Superheroes that are known for courageous faith in the face of struggle. Superheroes who are wise and prudent. Superheroes who live into hope instead of fear, and superheroes who have the power of the Holy Spirit. Superheroes who live like Christ and who walk in newness of life. As I was preparing for Vacation Bible School this past week, I found a picture online of Jesus sitting in a chair surrounded by superheroes like the Hulk, and Captain America and Spider-Man was hanging down from the ceiling. These superheroes were his captive audience as he was finishing to tell a story that he ended with, and that's how I saved the world. The one thing that God's superheroes remember is that we cannot save ourselves. We have great power and we can do great things through Jesus Christ who gives us strength. We can live transformed lives through his grace. But it is only through God and for God that these great things occur. So even though we are God's heroes, we continue to look to the sky to the one who does have the power to save. We continue to look to and for God's greatest superhero, Jesus Christ, our Lord. There's a cute story about a little girl named Kelly, who was meeting with the priest and other children who were learning how to receive First Communion. Kelly watched intently as the priest demonstrated how the children were to cup their hands to receive the host. To practice, the priest gave them a little piece of bread, saying the typical communion blessing, God be with you. This made a great impact on Kelly. So when she returned home and was eating lunch, she told her mother to cup her hands, and Kelly took a piece of her sandwich bread and placed it in her mother's hands. And in the most angelic voice, she whispered, God will get you. We can praise God that through Jesus Christ and his body and blood given for us, God will get us. God's grace abounds and is freely given. But with great power comes great responsibility. We must live lives that have been transformed by our Lord. We must die to sin. We must have heart, have courage, have wisdom, have hope, have power. May we walk in the newness of life as God's superheroes. Amen.